The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 17th chapter, beginning with the 11th verse. Glory to you, O Lord. On the way to Jerusalem, Jesus was going through the region between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered a village, 10 lepers approached him. Keeping their distance, they called out, saying, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And as they went, they were made clean. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. He prostrated himself at Jesus' feet and thanked him. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked, "Were not 10 made clean? But the other 9, where are they? Was none of them found to return and give praise to God except this foreigner?" Then he said to him, "Get up and go on your way. Your faith has made you well." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our God and Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It's October, which you know what that means. It's Halloween month, and everybody's entitled to a good scare, right? Anybody like jump scares? Yeah, a couple of you? No? Well, good. I'm not going to do it to you then because nobody likes jump scares. That would be kind of mean and cruel. But what is a jump scare? Why do we go, ah? Oh, why do we do that? Well, yeah, it is scary. But more than that's true. It is scary, and we're scared because it's unexpected. That came out of nowhere. That ghost dropped from the ceiling out of nowhere. That person jumped out and scared me out of nowhere. It's unexpected. You've probably had unexpected things happen to you before. But when is the last time that you can remember somebody thanking you that was unexpected? That you didn't think you really needed it or you weren't looking for it, but all of a sudden they come up and say thank you. I have a hard time thinking of that. I really do. I spent quite a few, well, we'll say minutes thinking about it, trying to figure out when's the last time somebody unexpectedly said thank you. For me, it may be after one of the messages in the past year where somebody comes up and says, "Thank you, this is exactly what God needed me to hear today." And you say, "Really? I didn't know that." It's unexpected. But also, when is the last time you expected somebody to say thank you and they didn't? That one's probably easier to think of, isn't it? Might be going and doing something for somebody else and wanting them to say thank you, but they don't. Maybe it's when you're in that midst of training your kids how to say please and thank you, and you tee it up so many times. Come on, just say it. And it doesn't happen. Thank you are those two words that sometimes just seem to be forgotten, aren't they? Today's gospel is full of these examples. Perhaps those that you would expect to turn around and thank Jesus, the one that they may know is the Messiah, the one they know clearly has power from God because they turned around and left and they're healed. You'd think, well, they should be the ones that turn around. Perhaps they're Jews. They might know what's going on. Why don't they turn around? Maybe they're listening to what Jesus said, which is go on your way. But you just expect maybe that they should turn around. And yet, there's one person that does turn around. And I really don't think, perhaps, at least in my time reading through it this time, maybe this is the one person Jesus didn't expect to turn around and say thank you. Or maybe he didn't expect it at all. For the person that turns around and says thank you is a Samaritan. We should think of the Samaritan as the good Samaritan from the parable. But the Samaritan is usually the one on the outside. One that doesn't seem to fit in with the crowd. The one you wouldn't expect to stop and turn around and say, thank you. But he does. Does Jesus seem surprised by what's going on? Maybe. When we think about it, gratitude sometimes gets lost. Maybe it's because of two things. Maybe it's because we feel we're entitled to something. Maybe we've gotten too good at the mindlessness of saying thank you. Maybe it's just become so ingrained in us that we don't actually know what we're saying. For me as a kid, when I went through the lunch line, I think I actually meant it most of the time, but the words that always come out of your mouth when somebody gives you food are thank you, thank you, thank you. Sometimes that can sound like a broken record, can it, if you're going down the aisle? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But do we know what we're doing? Do we sometimes think it's as mindless? Do we sometimes think we're entitled to the forgiveness of sins? We're entitled to being saved, that we don't remember to stop and say thank you? We deserve it, so why should we stop and say thank you? So when is the last time you personally stopped and thanked God? Turned around for a moment before moving on your way? Think about that. The last time you actually stopped, thought about it, and said, thank you, God. Thank you. Today's an opportunity to do that. To stop, to turn around and say, thank you. Thank you. Right now on Wednesday nights, we're working our way through the creation story. And it really got me stopped and thinking about, when have I said thank you to God outside of here? I just got back from 2 weeks of vacation, and we were out at the Black Hills of South Dakota. And I did stop a few times and say, thank you. From the bottom of my heart, thank you. Thank you for this beautiful creation. Thank you for giving me the time to actually be able to go and rest for a little bit, knowing full well not everybody gets that, and then wishing that others could feel this too. Saying thank you for bringing my family with, my wife and daughter, even though sometimes they can drive you crazy. Especially in a 9-hour car drive. But thank you for letting it happen. Thank you for the family that's there. Which gets us back to that question I asked earlier about why are we here today? Jesus. We come to worship not to get something, perhaps, every time. We do get something. We receive the body and blood of Christ that we're going to hear again. We receive the forgiveness of sins as we already have today. But not only that, we give thanks. We praise God. We turn and say, thank you, God. That's one of the reasons we come to worship every week. Have you noticed the music today? Have you noticed the theme today? If you haven't figured it out, it's thanks and praise to God. Thank the Lord. Sing God's praise. Tell everyone what God has done. Thanks not just for the sake of thanks, but bigger, because God's bigger. And we say thank you, but it doesn't end there. It doesn't end there in the gospel. Jesus doesn't necessarily say you're welcome. I think that might be implied. But instead of saying that, he says, get up and go. Get up and go. Two times he says that. He says it first to them as they're being healed. Go on your way. Go and show others. Go and tell the church leaders what's going on. Go. The one that stops and turns for a moment to recognize what's going on, even he says, get up and go. Thanksgiving for Jesus. Why not go and share this amazing news, this amazing Thanksgiving that we're all getting? So today, thank God. But don't stay there. Don't stay in that spot. Turn and recognize exactly what's going on. Hear those words of, indeed, you are forgiven. Indeed, you are filled with the body and blood of Christ. Indeed, it is for you. Say thank you. Take it and go. Let it fill you up. Renew you to go out into the world. Sent on our way. Go and give witness to what God has done. We'll sing that twice today. We will. So stop. Turn. Thank you. Who knows how you're going to feel just letting that off your chest and recognizing the one who indeed is more powerful than any of us and has done more for us than we can ever ask or imagine. Thank you, God. Thanks be to God. Amen.